Cafe Bon Ami Incorporated, where good friends meet, featuring exotic coffees, espresso and cappuccino, scrumptious delights. Go see my friend Malcolm at 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island, right across from Cranston Stadium. Again, 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island, right across from Cranston Stadium. Big Train Chai Distributor, now open nights on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights until 11 p.m. Try their tea that's excellent for fighting colds, gambay, elixirs, and tonics. So go to Cafe Bon Ami Incorporated, where good friends meet, again at 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-943-8400. Again, 401-943-8400. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Caprice Auto Incorporated. We finance everyone. Call Frank at 401-474-2476 or call Peter at 401-743-2203 or their main number at 401-941-2886. Again, call Frank at 401-474-2476, Peter at 401-743-2203 or their main number at 401-941-2886. They're located at 322 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 322 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island, right near the Cranston Line. Open Sundays. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. where I just interviewed Bobby from Alter Ego. Now I'm interviewing Melissa. Happy New Year, Melissa.
Happy New Year, Derek.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry you can't be here, but I guess you're feeling a little under the weather today?
I am. I'm not feeling too good. I'm catching one of those seasonal colds that's going around.
Yes, Bobby says too much partying, he says. Is that true, you think?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's not enough partying.
Not enough partying. So you need a little more tequila, right?
That's right.
Actually, the first time I met you, Ashley, was in Pawtucket, of course, a steak fry, and you sounded unbelievable. Tell me about how you got started in the band.
Oh, my. That's a crazy story. It's one that people wouldn't really expect to hear.
Well, that's all right with us.
I've done any professional singing at all.
Right.
I was in Vermont before I lived in Rhode Island, and I was part of kind of like a garage band. Like, we only played house parties.
Right.
And so when I moved to Rhode Island, I decided to just throw caution to the wind and see if there was any bands that were looking for a singer, and figured I would audition and see how it goes. And, like, what did I have to lose was my philosophy. So
right.
I found Alter Ego in the Phoenix, actually.
Oh, really?
For a band, looking for a singer, rather. And so I auditioned, and then a couple weeks later, they called me.
And what part of Vermont are you from?
Well, I'm not from Vermont. I'm from New York. I've kind of lived all over the place. So
really?
I'm from Orange County, New York, originally.
Oh, really?
And I was living in Vermont for a little while. Just I had some friends up there, and so
sure.
I was there. And then I just kind of got sick of the peace and quiet, and I wanted to move to a more kind of suburban setting. So that's how I ended up here.
Sure. And Orange County, is that near Monroe?
It is.
Yeah, because I have some cousins in Monroe, actually. How long, when did you move from Monroe to Vermont?
I moved to Massachusetts before I moved to Vermont. I'm kind of doing a Northeast tour.
Really?
But I moved to Vermont in 2001, or 2002, rather. And then I moved to Rhode Island in 2005.
So do you know a lot of people still in Monroe, New York?
Really? No.
No, just wondering. All right.
No, it's nearby where I grew up and went to school, but I didn't really know many people from that area because I think they have their own school district.
Sure.
So I didn't know too many people that went to school there.
Sure. Now, tell me, I always ask everybody this, why the smallest state in the union?
You are not the first person to ask me that. It's so funny.
I won't be the last either, right?
You know, I'm kind of rebellious, and I always said that I wasn't going to go back to New York. And
right.
So I decided to just explore. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm exploring different areas and different...
Oh, gee, we have lost her signal. We got to try to get her back for a second because we lost it. Hold on for 1 second. This happens on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I lost her, but we're going to try to get her back right now. I'm going to be calling the number because I lost her. Simple. Simple as that. It's as simple
I just can't believe it, you know. But we're going to get her back here. I'll lose this up with the Derek Shapiro Show. And let's see what happens if I call her cell phone like I did. Wow, that's something. All right, well, unfortunately, we'll run out of time. So I want to thank Melissa. I'm going to play the next song by Alter Ego. Then get Who Damn Meal Ticks. And it's called Hold the Line, of course, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Brickyard Bar and Grill, your home for NASCAR. Go to 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-739-RACE, 401-739-RACE. Always on Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 a.m., and Sundays from noon to 1 a.m. Again, Brickyard Bar and Grill, your home for NASCAR. Again, at 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. 401-739-RACE. Tell them to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Join me next month right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 22, next month, February 15th, debuting at 8 p.m. with R&B singer, songwriter Rola. Yes, Rola. And rock singer from Warwick, Rhode Island, Joe Granada. And also, too, the dancing cop from Rhode Island, Tony Lepore. And another phony calls and Grandmaster D on the streets about Valentine's Day. Join me next month right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Ambitious Records and Reality Resource Music Management presents The Roller Zone, www.rollerzone.com. Check your music out at www.rollerzone.com and click on Discography, www.rollerzone.com. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course. Still Essential Radio, Essence, of course, my producer today. We have my sidekick, Baby G and / Angel. How do you think my show's going? How would you rate this show on a scale to 1 to 10?
I would think that the show's going pretty well, actually.
That's good. Thank you.
I think it would be 9.5, 9.75.
That's good. Same thing as last time. That's good.
That's kind of pushing it right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of early.
This is my New Year's, the new show for the new year. Thank you, Baby G. Next we have, now we have Hootem.
Hootem.
Yeah. And my daughter London's in the studio. London, you want to say hi to Hootem? Are you shy, London? Are you shy?
Oh, you act like that.
My daughter's shy. All right. All right. So this is my second returning guest. Actually, no, my third, my fourth, I think, because I've had the Cotties brothers on my show two times. I've had Roll on a lot of times.
Right.
I've had, let's see, who else I've had on the show. I've had Fed Hill on the show, and then now Meal Ticket, Hootem.
That would be Hootem, actually.
Hootem.
All the way across.
All the way across. Yeah,
and tell the Cotties brother, we need some furniture. For real.
Yes, we need some furniture in here. We need more cramped in the studio. I like the crampedness, because the thing is, that's the vibe. I love it. It's very good, you know what I'm saying? So we have Fliz over here. Welcome, Fliz.
What up, world? How y'all doing out there?
Yes. And we have Fire. This place on fire.
Yeah. Yes. And it's fire.
Oh, fire. Yes. It's so hot in here because of fire. Okay, we need the fire extinguisher, okay? Then we have One Ear, right?
Hey, One Ear.
One Ear. Number one ER.
Yeah,
I like
she has
that.
Two ears,
one,
you know?
ER. I like that. Well, hey, that's cool, Biz. I'm the number one radio show person in Providence, and you're the number one ER, you know what I'm saying?
We ready to work, man. We good.
Yes. Now, tell me.
I'll take this suit, yeah.
How did your... Now, you three are college graduates, too. That's what I like about your rock group, okay?
Yes,
because,
yes.
Because you are college graduates. You all met at Johnson & Wales. Tell me about the story.
J-Woo. John Wenzel. You know, actually, we didn't meet at Johnson Wales.
We got a common ground at Johnson Wales, but you might have said we met there. That's where our energies were pulled together there.
Right. Yeah.
We met at the Boiler Room. Shout out to Merck.
We met at the Boiler Room, yeah, Merck.
Production.
Boiler Room Studios, you know.
DJ Carter
Dog. Awesome.
Merck Beats.
Now, tell me about the time that you all met. Tell me about how you all introduced each other, you know.
All right, long story short, because we tell this story a bunch of times. Yeah. We all met when the Boiler Room was first built. Merck invited a bunch of artists and rappers to the original Boiler Room. Everybody went there. We were the last three standing. We did a bunch of songs together, became a group, and here we are today. Hootem!
Yes, and now you have a new CD out now called Switch Tape 3, right?
Appetizer 3.0.
Appetizer.
Switch music.
Switch!
Switch. Now,
no, we're just getting their mouth sweat with the appetizer, you know, getting ready for the plate. Yep.
Now, what's in the appetizer? Is there like shrimp cocktail or is there egg rolls? What is it?
We got filet mignon.
That's the musical gumbo.
Filet mignon.
Yeah, we got a lot of jalapenos.
Some scrimp. We got some picante.
Yes.
Whatever you want is on a Switch tape. Man.
Now, you kept busy between the last Switch tape, of course. What was the second one called again? I forget.
Appetizer 2.0.
Okay. Now, what did you do in between? You did a lot of shows. What have you done in between to keep yourself busy?
Oh man.
Put it this way, we still got a bunch of projects. A million and one collabs went on. Email projects. The new internet site will be up pretty soon.
Really?
Shout out to Shane Lee.
Shane Lee.
Oh, yeah, him together.
We got the addition to the fam right there, you know.
Really?
Photo shoots.
King of the state of Rhode Island.
Is Shane Lee.
Yes.
Is Shane Lee an official member of Who Dem?
Yes.
Official.
So where is he today, actually?
Shane Lee's doing, right now, you remember, Shane Lee's performing all over the country right now, you know?
Really?
Right
Shane's a busy man.
He's about the live band thing. We about to leave from here and meet up with him because he's doing the live band thing tonight, you know, Neon Soul Collective.
Could you get him on the phone? I don't know. Can you get him on the phone? I want to give a shout out to him on the phone. Could you get him on the phone now?
Got a number?
We can get him on the phone right now.
I never had him on my show. I want to give a shout out to Shane Lee.
So sit that back up. Cut the check again. We bring Shane Lee.
We should play Shane Lee's song first after we have Shane Lee, you know?
There you go.
Now, let me ask you a question. You're doing a lot of collabs, of course. You know, Shane Lee, of course. Of course, with Dante, right? Inferno, of course. And what other collabs have you been doing?
Gifted. We rock with Gifted.
Yeah, Gifted.
Gifted.
We do Gifted. We do Temperamento, Black Royal.
Yes, Rola got that collab, you know what I mean?
Yes.
We collab with everybody. And once you bring something good to the table, it's no denying
of course
what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
We do music. We want to do music.
Yes. Yep. And of course, Marjorie, who I've interviewed too.
Oh, yep. Marjorie. Collab with Marge, yes. Everything. We got.
All right,
let's go. Oh, wait, hold on. We got Rola coming in.
Yes, my wife, of course.
Let's do Rola. It
we actually hate to mention names because we're going to forget so many people.
Now, did you get Shane Lee on the phone at all?
My bad. I thought you were going to play the song, man.
I want to get Shane Lee first. Then we'll play the Shane Lee song first.
Yep.
Then we'll play the other song afterwards, actually.
And my phone keep ringing.
Now, let me ask you a question. Would you consider any leader of the group, or would you say all three are equal?
Yeah, Khan's the leader of the group, you know?
I think everybody has a different job.
We all have different roles, man. Okay. Everybody's a leader at what they do. It's not necessarily... We really call ourselves the five-headed monster.
Five-headed monster.
Yeah, so it's really... Everybody's a leader at what they do. There's no head men in here. We're all... head men in charge.
Sure.
Now, all bosses.
Now, tell me. Now, Fliz, you're working on a solo album. Is Fire working on a solo album too? One ear?
Well, I can't say that yet. I would love to see that. But for right now, like the project I'm doing right now is gonna pretty much encompass all my favorite artists in Rhode Island and people that showed us love.
Awesome.
And you know, I'm trying to get everybody on it. And you know, that's what it is. This project is about the love that is going to be shown from Who Dem to y'all. What up, world?
Awesome,
you know,
too.
No solo project, right? Fliz is just doing... Fliz is Mr. Love, man. So
exactly.
He spread that around everybody.
Awesome. Matter of fact, Who Dem is going to be all over this album anyway.
That's awesome.
So, you know?
And also, too, before you get Shane Lee on the phone, okay? Before you get Shane Lee on the phone, okay? I saw your shirt, Who Dem shirt, on MTV. Yeah. No, it was MTV or VH1?
Yep, it was MTV.
MTV, BET.
Whatever.
On the... On what is it called? The... Hogan.
Shout out to Khan the Don.
Tell me how that happened. Tell me how that happened.
That's Mandatory Entertainment. Our man Khan down there in Miami. Long story short, he's the boss at the boss of what he does.
Okay.
And he was working with Brooke Hogan doing this thing down there. And we wear the Who Dem t-shirts like their uniform, so...
Okay.
Wherever we are, you're gonna see the Who Dem T. That's
awesome,
it.
Awesome. Actually, we'll get Shane Lee after. You want to get Shane Lee now or after?
Your thing, man.
Okay. Well, actually, what we'll do is we'll do Ma Like. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about the song Ma Like.
Before we do that, I gotta make sure we traffic all you listeners to myspace.com/mealticket.
Yes.
All right, and the new site's coming up now. The mealtix.com, mealtix.com. All right.
New facelift.
But Ma Like, who gonna talk about Ma Like?
Got the champagne campaign popping off.
Yep.
Ma Like, let's real quick make a long story short. Ma Like was a little fun record for us. This is what we do: music, entertainment, and life. So Ma Like is the music that's entertainment about life. That women that like, you know, my like stuff.
It's self-explanatory.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, listen to the song. The music can speak for itself, too.
It's tell the gimme girls out there. I know.
Shout out to gimme girls, man. Everybody.
All right, here is my like here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Check this out.
yourself.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies. Pay attention. You don't get nothing for free.
Gotta like that,
it gotta be a 50-50 situation. You get a job, I get a job, we get it in, alright?
My like Bentleys, my like coupes, my like Cadillacs on 22s. If you got dough, I don't care if you're cute. Just have something when the rent comes due. My love diamonds, my like pearls, my like hanging out with her girls. She gotta have a pocketbook matching her shoe. Baby gotta have her hair, her nails done too. And she tell you like,
Gimme what I need, boy.
Got a Benz, but I got a couple bills, not a lot of ends. Oh, I can't be your man, huh? Only friends? Well, I got enough of those, so whatever then. See, I got a little something, but not enough to share. Call me a broke ass nigga, I don't really care. Financially, I'm bad, no one credential. But hey, when I got some plenty of potential, trust me, I'ma be the man in the field. And switch to Cristal for Mountain Dew. And you're gonna wanna know who's this dude. And your girl's gonna be telling you how you was a fool. And I still take a little piece, but won't bustin' it. I want that chick that was loving when I was bustin' it. So I'ma do what I do, then leave fast. Let the Benz man deal with your ass. Slow my life. My like coupes, my like Cadillacs on 22s. If you got dough, I don't care if you're cute. Just have something when the rent comes due. My love diamonds, my like pearls, my like hanging out with her girls. She gotta have a pocketbook matching her shoe. Baby gotta have her hair, her nails done too. And she tell you like,
Gimme what I need, boy.
She can smell the blood of a rapper, man. She can smell the blood of an actor, man. She can smell the blood of a baller, man. She a ball and chain. These niggas all the same. Same players gotta be shamed. They game slain by dames looking for fame. Bad boys like Danny D. Kane. Put that cat on you like me out. So who you fuck with? Mommy off to fill a bankroll with their Republicans. She gotta look about her. You wanna look harder. President Bush wanna. Pressing a Bush harder. Pleasure of puss. Pressure of looks, passing your books, present your books. She got you hooked, martyr. Shoulda listened to mama. She got the jokes, papa. She leave you with nada, like nothing I said. The big goose egg, mommy, so ruthless. Have mercy, smooth, just like a two-step. After you play, you like, damn, this shit is
ballin'. My like coupes, my like Cadillacs on 22s. If you got dough, I don't care if you're cute. Just have something when the rent comes due. My love diamonds, my like pearls, my like hanging out with her girls. She gotta have a pocketbook matching her shoe. Baby gotta have her hair, her nails done too. And she tell you like,
Gimme what I need, boy.
Your pockets mad fat. Shit, nah, I watch no face, only iron that stack. The prize in this rap, race the cheese from your trap. I do anything to get it, that's a well-known fact. Heard about her many men, but shit, nah, I watch that. You turned on by her grin, how that ass so fat. She high maintenance, but you can't pass that. You sound like Eminem, girl, with that ass like that. Make you spend my last just like that. Slow down, I don't wanna get you gassed like that, yeah. Body is banging, your frame is little. That tattoo on your back got my name in the middle. I know you need a lot and I need a little, but you won't leave with a lot without me coming a little. So go ahead, chase that Bentley, follow that coupe. You ain't even gonna get a cent when your red check due.
My like Bentleys, my like coupes, my like Cadillacs on 22s. If you got dough, I don't care if you're cute. Just have something when the rent comes due. My love diamonds, my like pearls, my like hanging out with her girls. She gotta have a pocketbook matching her shoe. Baby gotta have her hair, her nails done too. And she tell you like,
Gimme what I need, boy. Gimme what I want. Gimme what I need, boy.
Application, mama.
All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
I like that song, man.
Yo, can you play it again?
I like that song.
Play it again?
I mean, I'm just saying, I like
it.
It's one of my favorites.
No, I like it. I like that beat too. I mean, that is one of my favorite songs too.
Boiler Room Production. We got them for not so cheap.
Awesome. But they're affordable.
Now tell me, you actually performed with a lot of big legends too in the rap world.
Oh man.
Such as
Big Flo.
Lloyd Banks, right?
Yeah, Lloyd Banks. Tony Ayo.
Young Buck.
Young Buck.
Soulja Boy. Mobb Deep.
Tell me about
CL
this.
CL Smooth.
How do you do this? How do you?
Clips, you know.
Tell me about this. How do you get in contact with them? How you know?
Because I'm on my grind.
A lot of time people get in touch with us.
Really. It's all about, you know, the groundwork that we laid over the past 3-4 years. So
really,
we get that respect. People holler at us, and trust me, keep calling. We appreciate it.
Right.
Yep.
Where's
330-TIX-5?
Where's one of the best places you like performing? Of course, you like the Black Rep. Of course, give shout out to Black Rep and Chachi,
Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts Center.
I mean, really? Anything with donuts for me, I like that.
Now, listen, man. Wherever there's a mic and a beat,
right,
that's
I'm there.
Performing.
Yep.
What's your favorite place around here in Rhode Island?
Locally.
Locally.
Lupo's. I gotta say, yeah, Rock.
It's the biggest. Lupo's. It's the biggest venue for artists. Say, right. So when we rock that one, you know you gotta come with it.
Sure. Yeah.
We've done that 3, 4, 5.
Yep. You performed Madison Square Garden too before, you said?
No, yeah.
Not yet.
You said what's the biggest stage I'd like to perform?
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden.
Never got it.
Where's the furthest away place you performed?
Wow, man.
Wow.
I can't even think.
Well, we did New York, obviously. We did New York a bunch of times.
We travel a lot, be real with you. So it's like, I don't want to say one place and we forget a place.
Exactly.
Because we did Miami.
Yeah, we did Miami.
Depending on how far south, far west, far east, what are you talking about?
What's one place that stands out in your mind that you performed at? Out of state.
Yo, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be real with you.
Remember that first show we ever did all the way to hell out in Orange McCoy?
That was in Boston.
Shout out to Sean Jack, man.
Sean Jack. Sean Cali the King.
All right.
My favorite show, honest to God, was at the West Warwick Community Center.
Baby. Oh, yeah, okay.
For the kids. That was the best show to date right now. Right here in Rhode Island. It was about 50 kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was like
between
5,000.
Like 8 and like, you know, in what, 15?
Yeah. Sure, sure.
That was a good show.
Now, what I'd like to know also, too, now, how do you all three come together, write your pieces to the each of your verses?
Well, that's the easy part, man. that's
a hard question, though.
You understand that we've been doing that for 4 years, so it's like, it's no coming together. It's almost organic.
It's yeah, man. We hate to sound cocky about it, but really, it just happens.
No,
right?
No.
It really just happens. It's like good sex, you know?
Good sex. With no condom or condom.
you got something on the room.
Hey, kids, wrap it up, man. I know what he's talking about. Wrap it up.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you ever have like do you ever get like a brain fart and just can't come up with that verse? And when you do have that brain fart, how do you overcome that?
Bob Marley.
Really?
I second that motion.
Well, I can't third that motion, but you know, pretty much, you know, I'm the type of dude, I get inspiration off things that I do on a daily basis, so
you know,
I never have really a block because I do different things every day. My life is never the same.
Right. If I get a block, like really, and this is no joke, I might hear what Fliss wrote, and then that might get me going like, oh. I might hear Fire Rice, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, just bounce off the energy, you know?
Sure.
So, I get up and walk away from it, you know what I mean?
Just chill for a minute.
Introduce myself to Bob Marley for a little bit, and it usually just comes to me like a dream. Like,
sure. And who do you want to give shout-outs to today?
Baltimore Production.
Yep. Mandatory
Entertainment.
Everybody, all those that support of the Who Them Ladies out there.
Everybody,
you know,
who is on the Switch Tape, one, two, or three, anything.
For real.
There's too many people in the name, but y'all know who you are.
Awesome.
We can't. This is the thing. I hate when people ask that question right there because you put us on the spot. We forget somebody. my phone is ringing right now. Like, yo.
You better say me.
Better say me, nigga.
That's another question I want to ask you. Yeah,
but trust me, everybody that followed the Meal Tick, Who Them Movement, shout out to all y'all, man.
Okay.
Trust me, it's greatly appreciated.
And one final question. Who are out of you three are in serious relationships right now?
Hold on.
Wait.
Are you all single?
Hold on.
Are you bachelor?
What'd you say?
I catch.
The won't be quiet.
Are you all single bachelers for your fans out there?
This is my answer. I'm in love with Who That, man. I'm in love with this music thing, and I'm loving it.
I'll put it this way, too.
I'm not going to lie. Me?
Yes.
I'm in a serious relationship.
Awesome.
I'm in a bunch of serious relationships. I treat every relationship I'm in, I treat very seriously.
Yes. There you go.
That's why you're Fliss, of course.
I like that, man.
And his big belly is so sexy.
Okay.
Shout out to DJ Connor, dog.
All right. Well, thank you again. One ear, Fliss,
hold
and
on, hold on.
Fire.
One has two ears, everybody. Don't sit down. Okay. He has now, two N's.
Natch one.
One of, like, you know, yeah. one of a kind, one of a gun.
And we out of here.
I got now, another shout out. Big shout out to Derek Shapiro. You know what I'm saying?
You. Yes, yes.
Thank
shout
you very much.
Shout out to London.
London,
yes,
Phoenix,
my daughter, yes.
France,
River,
Paris.
Yes.
And oh, hold up, before we go, www.myspace.com/mealticket.
Spell it out.
Spelled all the way out. MEALTICKET. Also, MEALTIX.com. Log on.
And tell me about this next song we're going to be hearing with Shane Lee, of course.
Oh, Flint Switch.
Switch.
Music.
Oh, Big man. Switch music.
Oh, Switch. You got Flint. You got to set that up, man. Let me know what Switch music is real quick, man.
Oh, do I give him the long version or the short one?
Whatever you want.
Brief version. The long version. We pretty much did a mixtape back in the day, and it was all our own original music. And we wanted to, you know, try to come with some people a little more familiar with, you know, the industry beats, but we didn't want to do that because everybody was doing that. So Merk and Khan, with their brilliant selves, came up with the idea of grabbing industry tracks, chopping them up, you know, and making them sound how you want to sound, but they're still recognizable to you.
Switch!
And, you know, there's a secret. You can't even add nothing to it. You got to use only the instruments that's given to you in the track. So that's, you know, the trick right there. So
that means they nice.
It's called Switch music.
So we basically took industry music, flipped them around, switched them up, and did our thing.
It's this ours.
What we would have done if we had that track. So.
And we are the originators of it.
Yeah, we are the y'all can do it, but just recognize where it came from. Rhode Island, who them? It's ours.
Meal ticket. One. And this joint right here is we did a switch of R. Kelly, I'm a Flirt. And it's what we did. Shout out to Shane Lee, the R&B king of the state.
Singing on it, yep.
Right. And this is called Flirt.
Shane Lee.
All right.
So I'll let him do the singing.
All right, here it is right now. But up next is Chantel from Long Island, New York. And here is...
What up, Chantel?
Yes, here is...
Eli, stand up.
And Shane Lee on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hootam!
Soon. And come in and let me talk to you, dear, dear. Cheers, cheers, round of applause to you, yeah, yeah. From what I see, you got class in the same year. And you probably think I'm on a hit, right?
Same year.
I wanna break you off for like 6 days. You ought to make me part two in six ways. I'm here every day, don't care what it pays. I work for minimum wage and no sick days. Now you got my pitch, I'll let you sit on it, though. It's a wink when it's time for us to go, okay?
Gone.
By the bar, so I flirt with a drunk chick. Uh-huh. Gotta see they ID, ain't looking for young chicks.
No, no.
Then I gave them real small combo. Back to the condo. Dami the cabeza and Kulo the killer combo. Pimping in my fluid shit, pumping in my vein. Mommy tried to keep a distance, keep pumping in the game. But no, I'm not a rapper, no. Nah, I can't sing. But I'm something like a flirt, like Kelly and T-Pain.
Go plus, there's another chance. There's another chick. There's another chick. There's another chick. And there's another chick.
Chubb is about to do it for the ladies right now.
Actually, wow. It's two of them. Y'all know who it is, man. Yes.
Who the AK Milk Ticket?
Yes. Who fighting from Long Island? Flesh, you problems. But
this is a problem.
Actually, it's two of them. Y'all know who it is, man. Yes. Actually, it's two of them. Y'all know who it is, man.
Join me next month right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 22, next month, February 15th, debuting at 8 p.m. with R&B singer, songwriter Rola. Yes, Rola. And rock singer from Warwick, Rhode Island, Joe Granada. And also, too, the dancing cop from Rhode Island, Tony Lepore. And another phony calls and Grandmaster D on the streets about Valentine's Day. Join me next month right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Le Creatif Salon Incorporated, hair and nails. Hair for men, women, babies, and girls. Le Creatif Salon Incorporated, located at 1331 Broad Street in Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, I said 1331 Broad Street in Providence, Rhode Island. Call Le Creatif Salon Incorporated at 401-461-9010. Again, 401-461-9010. And ask for Josephina. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you at Le Creatif Salon Incorporated.
That's where I got my hair done.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with my final guest, yes, Chantel, who's only 13, right, Chantel?
Yep.
Yes, Happy New Year, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Happy New Year.
Yes, this is here on January 15th, of course, and of course, tell me about how you got started in, now, of course, let me tell my listeners, of course, you're a tap R&B dancer, right?
Yeah.
Tell me how you got started into this.
Well, I started doing it because when I was a little kid, I used to see, like, young people doing the steps and everything like that, and my sister did it, and I got inspired to do it. And then one day I saw a movie with Gregory Hines in it. He's a tap dancer. And I just fell in love with it. And it was just amazing how fast they can move their feet and create this little beat to it. It's just amazing. I fell in love with it. So finally, I started doing tap dancing, and now I know how to make a beat to it, to go as fast. But, you know, I'm still working on it.
Right, right. And in addition to that, tell me about, like, when people find out you're only 13 years old, are people surprised?
Yeah. They think I'm, like, older than what I am because I carry myself up to be, you know, more than just a 13-year-old girl. I try to be very mature because you never know what people are looking for. They want to see an immature young girl acting very, very wild. I'm fun, but sometimes you got to remind yourself that sometimes you have to be business and sometimes you have to be fun.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And of course, I met you at the Apollo, of course, back November 21st with Rola, of course. And you did the incredible Billie Jean, you know, your dance step. How did you do that? And who helped you out to choreograph that?
I choreographed it at the beginning. I choreographed the whole thing. And the rest I just freestyled.
Really? And how long did it take to learn that?
How long did it take me to learn the whole thing?
Yeah.
Let's talk about how I study really fast. If I teach myself something, I'll remember it or I'll write it down so I know. And I just let it flow.
Really? Awesome, awesome. All right, we're going to be taking a little break. I'm going to be playing a song. We'll come back to you, Chantel, okay? And here is Rola and Do You Feel It here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
My soul.
Here I go, here I go,
here I go again some more, conquering up all my dreams.
turn now, I'ma have it all.
Ambitious Records and Reality Resource Music Management presents The Roller Zone, www.rollerzone.com. Check your music out at www.rollerzone.com and click on Discography, www.rollerzone.com. And we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Essential Radio, of course. Essence is producing my show today here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And we're back with Chantel from Long Island. What part of Long Island are you from, by the way, Chantel?
I'm from CI.
I'm sorry?
CI.
CI?
Yes, Iceland.
And how far is our way from New York City?
I think a few miles. It's not that far, really.
Probably about an hour drive?
Huh?
Probably about an hour drive?
Yeah.
Really? And of course, you performed again at the Apollo. How nervous were you to perform at the Apollo? Were you more excited?
I was more excited, but when I auditioned, I was very, very nervous. Every single time I took a breath, my teeth chattered, and I kept shaking. I got really nervous.
Really? And when I came up to you after your before your performance, Ashley, I said to you, why don't you come down to Rhode Island to do my soundtrack release party, which you came down last month, of course, and I want to thank you for that, too. And what went through your mind when I asked you to come down to Rhode Island to come to my show? What came to your mind when I asked you at the Apollo to come down to my show to perform in Rhode Island? What was your thought that came through your mind?
Oh my God. I got excited. I was very happy about that.
And how did you feel to perform in Rhode Island after everything was done?
It was fun. It was very fun. And yeah. Really, you know, got the energy and the people that came up in the front. I'd say thank you to them because that extra energy
energy. I like to feed off the audience energy. They're liking it, I'm liking it, and everybody's happy.
Yes, unfortunately, we didn't get to the Billie Jean song because I thought it kind of ruined things. When I emceed it, I said you were 13 years old. I think they heard it, and it was an 18-plus crowd, and I kind of ruined it, I think. But you performed four pieces, of course, right? And I wanted to get to the Billie Jean thing, but I kind of ruined it a little bit. But you grabbed the audience so great. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you again for coming by and doing my show, you know?
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. And next year, I'm going to try to get a place where you can definitely perform again, you know? And you can perform that Billie Jean song because, and people would go crazy with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. So how many times a week do you actually tap dance, like when you're off, like not doing anything? Do you have a tap dance in your room or, you know, in the kitchen?
Yeah, but sometimes I can't put my tassels on, so I do it barefoot.
Really? Awesome. So you can tell all your friends that you're on the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, right?
Yep.
All right. And how does your friends in school, do a lot of your friends in school see you tap dance a lot?
Yeah, like for my talent show, everybody's expecting me to do that hip-hop dance and then come out with my
tattoos.
Everybody just looks for that.
Awesome. Well, I want to wish you and your mother, Rita, again, a happy new year, okay? And I want to thank you, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
very much, Chantel. And
hi.
I'm sorry?
Hello, I said hi.
Oh, I will, definitely. And we're going to play another song now. Here is At the End of the Day by off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, just like the other song was by Rolla. Here's Cherry Suede here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And Chantel, can you just say this is Chantel and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is Chantel Martin and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you. Take it easy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Ain't enough. pages of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Soundtrack out now with R&B singer-songwriter Rola with Do You Feel It? And Cherry Suede with At the End of the Day. Out now. Check out www.derekshapiroshow.com for details. We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Closing things up, we had a great show. Now, Baby G / Angel, my sidekick, my intern, how would you rate the whole entire show now?
I think that the Dave Shapiro Show...
Dave? Derek!
Derek Shapiro Show. I have my father on my mind.
That's fine, that's fine.
It's cool. I rate it as a 10.
Awesome, went up a little bit. That's good.
Bad at all.
That's good. River, what do you rate it, River? Riv, can you say Ka? He can say Ka, my son, my two-year-old son. Happy birthday, by the way, to my son, River. He's going to be 2 in 16, 17, 18, 19. 4 more days after this show debuts.
Just add 4 to 5.
Rola, thank you for being here. Essential Essence, tell me, how do you like your first radio show?
I'm loving it, man. I give it a 9.
Awesome.
So far.
Not a 10? 1 out of 10.
Because, you know, we could definitely improve it next time.
Awesome. I like that. I like that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank, of course, Danielle Price, Jay Rhythm, Rola. I want to thank Essence. Thank you. Essential Radio. I want to thank Baby G, Angel, my son River, my daughter London, my wife Rola. I want to thank, of course, Alter Ego, Melissa and Bobby. I want to thank Hootam Mealtix, of course, Fliz, Fire, and One Ear. Thank you very much. One Ear, yes. Next show, we have Rola coming back. Rola is going to be my guest, of course. You're back on the show, of course, next month. And of course, Rocker, Joe Granada from Warwick. And we have the Dancing Cop from Providence. His name is Tony Lepore. And I want to give a shout out to Jay Aiello from RealHipHop.com. Oh, no, I'm sorry, RealHipHopUncut.com. He and me and him are kind of merging together because I could do my show anywhere from his equipment. So I want to thank Jay Aiello, too, for putting me and Rola on his show. And until next time, you have a great day, great time, great night. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening, most importantly, you, to the fans out there. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.